Every now and then, birders come across a gruesome and pointless death. A little songbird, usually a chickadee or a kinglet, trapped on burdock. Greater and lesser burdock are invasive, exotic weeds that don't belong in America's natural habitat in the first place. Greater burdock is grown in gardens and is apparently a delicious root vegetable. But the burrs on burdocks are very sticky. They were actually the inspiration for the invention of Velcro. And when little birds alight on burdock, they simply cannot extricate themselves from the burrs. This week, Wisconsin birder John Idzikowski posted a tragic story and photo on the Wisconsin Birding Listserv. He wrote, "While walking the usual 500-yard path at Milwaukee's North Point Lake Park Lakeshore in mid-October, during the peak of kinglet migration, I found two golden crowns caught in burdock seed heads still alive. One was easy to extricate, the other was so badly fastened that I had to very carefully, slowly manipulate and gently pull the heads off of the bird's face. Had I not had experience with handling and removing kinglets from mist nets, I might have killed this bird. The third bird I found, dead, is pictured. In retrospect, I realized that a small group of hikers with clippers could have cut all the burdock along this entire 500-yard path in about 15 minutes. This plant must kill thousands of kinglets and other small birds each year." John posted a photo of the one poor kinglet that had died on the burdock on his webpage and gave me permission to quote him and use the photo on birderblog.com. I've added it to the support pages for my book, 101 Ways to Help Birds, as yet one more reason to remove invasive exotic weeds from our yards and to help remove them when hiking. Whether or not you have a dog, it's always a good idea to carry a few plastic bags in your pocket when you take a hike in order to pick up some litter or pull some invasive weeds. It doesn't do any good to pull them and leave them because so many go to seed when picked. Wrapping them in plastic will prevent seeds from falling out and germinating. Burdock may not belong on the American natural landscape, but it has earned a place in the world of literature. Leo Tolstoy wrote in his journal in 1896 about a tiny shoot of burdock growing in a plowed field that was black from dust but still alive and red in the center. It makes me want to write. It asserts life to the end, and alone in the midst of the whole field, somehow or other, had asserted it. Tragically, the burdock that John Idzikowski saw had asserted its own life at the expense of a little golden-crowned kinglet. If burdock is the only thing alive in the midst of a field, it shouldn't be because it kills the other living things. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.